O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. The national anthem. I just sang it, and you just heard it. Well, that's what everyone thought happened at the Super Bowl in 1991. Whitney Houston stepped up to the microphone and sang the national anthem for the world to hear. It looked like it. It sounded like it. It even felt like it. Except that it wasn't. Well, John the Baptist seemed like the answer that everyone was waiting for. He was charismatic. He was bold. In fact, he was the one the prophet Isaiah spoke about. A voice crying out in the desert. For those who had been waiting for the Messiah, it looked like they finally found him. He had it all. He was baptizing, he was preaching, and the crowds loved him. All he had to do was say, "I'm the one." It looked like it. Sounded like it. It even felt like it. Except that he wasn't. Well, last weekend, perhaps for the first time in 100 years, there was no mass offered in Dodge City. As you're probably well aware, Father Juan, Monsignor Moore, and I were celebrating Mass in the 4 parishes that currently do not have a priest. Some of you traveled to other parishes for Mass. Some of you were here for a Sunday celebration in the absence of a priest. Whichever one you did fulfilled your Sunday obligation. But in God's mysterious way, that unfortunate situation last weekend gives us the opportunity now to ask the question, what makes the Mass different from something else? Particularly, those who were here last weekend might ask the question, should ask the question, what's the difference? I still heard the word of God. I still received the body of Christ. In fact, I still celebrated with my community. All those things, I would say, are important for us to get together on Sunday. And I've been told that they were beautiful. I'm so grateful to Esteban, our seminarian, who led the services not just in Spanish, but in English. I understand that the music was outstanding. Thank you to all of the ministers who helped. So what's the difference? Well, I'd give one word, sacrifice. Now, let me clarify. Everybody made a sacrifice last weekend, either traveling out of town to go to Mass or by coming to a service here that was not a Mass. I'm not talking about that kind of sacrifice. The sacrifice that was missing was the sacrifice of Jesus. Every time that the Mass is celebrated, we don't just remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The Eucharist makes the sacrifice present now. Last weekend, nobody carried up bread and wine in the offertory. And it's not just because we didn't need bread and wine. It's because everything that is given in the offertory is a sacrifice. We don't just give bread and wine. We give ourselves and say, Lord, change this. Change this bread into you. Change this wine into you. And change this person into you. And that change can't happen without the sacrifice of the cross that is made present in the sacrifice of the Mass. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Father, there were so many things last weekend that were like a Mass. I sat in the same pew at the same time that I normally do. I heard all the readings. We received the Eucharist. For crying out loud, Father, we even had a collection last Sunday. At the Super Bowl in 1991, everybody heard Whitney Houston sing the national anthem. And everybody saw Whitney Houston singing the national anthem. But the national anthem that everybody heard was not the national anthem that Whitney Houston was singing. It was one she recorded days before. Everything looked and sounded the same, except that it wasn't. When John the Baptist came on the scene, everyone thought he was the Messiah. He had every element of Jesus, except that he wasn't. And so he pointed us to the one who was. So when you come to this Mass and every Mass, don't just come as a consumer, asking, what do I get out of it? Offer yourself on the altar. It's the same sacrifice that Jesus made on the altar for you.